Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Lawrence. Listen, I'm wondering if we could cancel this call and, like, rearrange it for another time?
Yes. You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm just joking with you.
Okay, is it okay?
Yeah. Yeah, so I got the, and I'm recording now and stuff, but...
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, what do you think about this? I mean, do you really think we should just go ahead with this project, with the release and stuff, or do you think we should kind of, I don't know, I've been trying to, you know, I've been like pricing out all the poster and all this kind of stuff. I'm just thinking maybe it's not worth it. Maybe we should just cancel it.
Well, are you kidding or what?
No, I mean, really, what do you, I mean, you know.
I can't believe you do that to me. I'm already got problem with every night with this, you know, to use public money to put my name on something.
And so I guess basically, you know, what we're here to talk about is about the cancellation of the program and kind of why it was canceled and our reactions to it, kind of both personally and professionally, I guess, if we want to make those sorts of distinctions. And I guess what was your first reaction when it was finally officially withdrawn?
But for me, I have to say that this story is dead and buried, as you can ask for a recording, for a long time. So, I mean, I don't care at all what happened with this guy, because I was expecting this to come, in a way. The fact that people expect from you a kind of image, okay, you are clever, smart, you write, you talk, but in terms of music, they prefer you to just do sound and not statements. Normally the statements are kept for the books, the booklet, the cover, and your interviews or when you talk to people. But then it's like the lounge and cool music. And so I guess for him it's not what at all he was expecting in a way.
Right.
And also this idea of transsexual, transgender, but in the same time political, but not too aggressive towards society or something like that. It's okay too. But then we came with a program with someone speaking a kind of English, always talking and talking.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was not at all the image of your sound and that you could provide in a way. So the brand Tammy Tamlis was not working anymore. In a way, it was too beautiful to be true that we can just make what we wanted and play around with feminism, also right, and so that someone only based on trust and your name would accept. Normally it should have happened, but I guess this guy has an image on his mind that it was something, how can I say,
yeah, like,
make noise but not make content. Because we had this problem with the quotation of the French philosophers. And we had this, you make this remark that, okay, I can sample any music, but we cannot sample text. And for us, it was really narrow. If you think that quotation is an exception to the authority, so you can do that. And you said, for you, you use it as music, as sound, as rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was a lecture when I quote, I do that. I do a lecture and I quote some people and I have the right to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, how you work it was... about sound and rhythm, also in content, and for me it was quotations in the sense that we can do it. I mean, I don't understand why he was so concerned about he has not the right to use that sound.
Yeah, it was just very shocking that the concern was about copyright violation was more focused on the idea of the authors that you had people read from rather than all of the other kind of found sound sources that we used.
Yeah, but for me it's kind of all this process because frankly I don't care that the German broadcast, but because I'm in position to say this kind of thing, I'm not making a living on this kind of project. But in a way it's interesting because we were, and we needed at the same time to do this framework and to say, okay, then we work together and that there was a budget, which was not finally, but it was this framework deadline, and so it was done. And then it was abandoned, and in a way, it took a bit of time to say, okay, we do it, whatever happens, with our own money and energy.
Yeah.
And then there was this city with this, how do you say, vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gave us another framework, and I think this is interesting as kind of process in a way. Because whatever happened, we will are going to do that project. You understand what I say? It's maybe too romantic, or I don't know what. To say, okay, we have to go beyond, and if we want to do it, we will do it, and something will happen in a way.
Yeah, I guess for me, I don't see it as going beyond. I see it in a way as like going back, but maybe going back to something that's comfortable to us. I think for me, the most difficult thing in all of this was the time between when we first delivered it to the German broadcaster and I think it was like a half year later that it was finally confirmed to be withdrawn from broadcast. And I think like that period for me was the most difficult, because not only in the kind of like emotional kind of stupid, you know, sense of just being personally invested in the project and wanting it to really happen, but and also kind of, you know, I always kind of try and produce things to please people, and then when it doesn't please them, I always am somehow still surprised. But it's like for me, like the in a way, like when it was officially then canceled, and then suddenly it's like we were back on familiar ground, you know what I mean? It's like you're working through Constant and I'm just working through myself, you know, Colmatone's recordings, which is nothing, of course. And in a way, it's like just doing this, it's like we're getting a lot more done, you know. We have these cool releases coming out, and the project takes on a lot more form, and of course Public Record is supporting the free download of the project and stuff. And I don't know, like what you were saying a bit earlier, like, you know, I want to be able to then feel positive and energetic about it in that sense. On the other hand, though, at the same time, it's really about the fact that, yeah, we can do whatever we want as long as money's not involved, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think for me that also, you know, like I did, because I don't really have any standard employment, you know, I it was a big financial blow for me to have the project canceled.
But for me, it's my position in this, and it's true, we should be cautious not to say, okay, we can do it, so we do it, but it's true that we do it in an economy that's weak, and but I position myself in this as a fan or amateur. So it's really a position that, you know, when you have written your own novel and you publish with your own money, and you know that's nothing, or you buy your Star Trek costume with your weekend money. So my position is not that I'm not taking it seriously,
mm-hmm.
but I know that in this field, it's a position of, and when I say amateur and fan, it's really, I enjoy this position, I have to say. But it's true that there's no way out. I don't think with this kind of content and so on, we could really be professional. I mean,
yeah.
And I don't know personally if I do want to be a professional. But for me, my concern is, of course, also about, as yours, about content, that I say, oh God, we will be also washed up by feminist queer, because it was like really in the tone of conversation. It's not like we are not serious, really, really damn serious about it, but in the same way, it's not like, I don't know, because it's an intimate process that was made to be public, but I don't know how people are going to catch this.
Can I just ask you, do you think this program is really as theoretical as, like, do you think this is a really theoretical program, or for you is it more fiction?
No, for me absolutely not, but for me there are two things. One, I think is the program less theoretical than your text normally, because
mm-hmm.
it's true, this is how we speak. We were talking about putting ourselves in uncomfortable and embarrassed situation, really close to our characters in real life.
Yeah.
So, as we add everything on again on the program, and the moment where we perform, and the moment we discuss the performance. Yeah. So
yeah.
Theoretical, I don't think so, but because we reveal the whole process of trying to be theoretical in a way. And as we are now theoreticians, we use what we have, and what we have are fictions, other authors, or musicians. So it's a bit like how I see the process. I thought that all the conversation we had and what I said would be more cut up in a way. I was not expecting that the entire sentences and conversations would be there. So I thought that was more, it would be cut up even to arrive to bits and pieces. But in a way, if we have to work together like side by side, maybe I would have, we will arrive at the same result in a way, because there's no point to discuss with you.
I think that definitely, if I had known this was going to be a CD, then to begin with, then I think it would be done very different sonically.
Yeah.
But because it was for radio drama, that in a way kind of allowed me to step outside of those kind of expectations around CDs and just kind of produce a sound piece that was not about something that you would be able to put into your player and repeat numerous times, but it was something about getting a message through in 90 minutes and then we would be gone, you know, from the airwaves. The thing that I was kind of struggling with was, well, how do I try and encapsulate all that stuff that we had been spent, you know, a week talking about and assembling media on into something that after we're gone, after that 90 minutes, like that it still kind of lingers with people. And so I don't know, that's why I felt like, yeah, because what we do talk about is kind of, there is a complexity to it. And I thought like, because of that, then it kind of also needs some clarity, like let the voices come through. I did put it, you know, I hope you're proud of me, because I do believe that I have the most embarrassing karaoke track.
No. And by the way, is this not another song that you sang also?
No, you're thinking about the Bee Gees song.
Yeah.
But it just didn't make any sense content-wise.
But it's true that the Bee Gees was really super good. I mean, you don't want to, that no one knows that you're a great singer. This is the problem.
To me, it don't matter to me.